Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, you're looking good, although you've got an injury over your eyebrow.
Yeah, you won't believe it, Rick.
No, I probably
won't. Switched all the lights off last night, decided I had to go to the toilet one more time, straight into the wall. So I've cut my eye, just above the eye. So, yeah.
Well, good listeners, you know, it's only a brave man like Phil. There's 24 stitches
That was at the last count. I threw a couple in on the way out.
Dear me. Ever heard of the light switch?
I switched it off. And then I decided I'll just double back, whack, straight into the wall.
Anyway, he seems to not be suffering from concussion, although...
No.
What about the AFL and the concussion rule?
Oh.
Hey?
Everybody's just about out with a bit of concussion.
Well, yes, but haven't you caught up with it?
No.
Their chief advisor has been caught out as a con man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, right. The AFL chief, whatever his name is, it doesn't matter. They've given him the flick because of plagiarism copying, and there's a great deal of evidence that 12 days isn't long enough, and yet he's been... Yes. So there's the lawsuit gone up another $10 million.
Anyway. Quickly, Rick.
I hear you're into lawn bowls again.
Yeah, this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, big tournament.
That is such
I've got to
good
send
news.
A call out to Pete Matthews. He's down with COVID. Was going to be playing in our triples.
Oh, right.
So he's down with COVID. Looking forward to your joke, I'd say. He did say it did improve last week. So
thank you, Pete. I've been practicing this one for a long time, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Rick, this won't mean much to you, but it will to our listeners. Steve Heintze from Newry, gone to Lindop for next year. Didn't think it had ever happened myself. Newry boy through and through. Was ex-Angaston many, many years ago. Played in a couple of premierships at Newry with him. And had his he even got the big tattoo on his arm of a big tiger and premiership. But going to Lindop for will definitely next
year. He might have to go back to the tattooers to get rid of it.
Yeah, you have to go to a, what are they?
I don't know, skin surgeon or something.
Kate Argent-Bowden, who is one of our leading young bowlers, girls, ladies, she's staying put. I thought she's going to go to Holdfast to play her... But she's doing a vintage up at Angaston or Newry in the winery, and she's staying put at Angaston next season, so won't be going anywhere. It looks like Angaston won't be losing anybody at this stage at all, so they'll be a very strong side again next year, Rick.
Yeah, they will indeed.
So that was all I had, just a little bit of bowls news.
Yep. Now, what about, Phil, you're the man, local football.
Local footy. Last week, Rick, who did we have? We've got to get the...
Do you really have to remind me?
No, I did have one wrong. Barossa beat Tanunda. That in an upset.
Yeah, well, it is an upset. Yes. And the rumour goes, which I haven't double-checked, the rumour goes that Tanunda rested players.
No? Incorrect.
Oh.
Kirkwood and Greenslade went to the races and got COVID. So they're out with COVID.
Oh.
My source tells me, because I made it a point that why aren't they playing, you know? And they said, no, COVID. It's a COVID-related
Well, I apologise for any insinuation that they've taken Barossa lightly. They've studded off all right, Barossa. Guess what?
Going all right.
Shillabeer back.
Shillabeer, Brendan Drew from Centrals.
Yep.
A different side. So it's good.
Shillabeer... no matter what some people may think of him, he adds... He is a big unit, and he adds a competition to the game when he's there.
Yep.
So they...
Much like myself in my heyday, Rick.
Well, that's right.
So,
coming off the half-forward flank interchange bench.
And the other one that...
You used to enter the field via the crowd?
I don't even know we had interchange. Did we have interchange? Yeah, we did have interchange. I thought it was the old 19th and 20th. Anyway, the other one you got wrong last week, Rick, you tipped Angaston to beat Newry.
I did.
And I tipped Newry because, as I said to you, the first week they had COVID problems with the Bentley boys and a couple others. Watch that game on live.
Stream.
Your stream, yep. Good game.
Good game.
Very one-sided, like 11 goals to one it was at one stage. So.
I'd correct me if I'm wrong. Ango did have some players out, didn't they?
What's his name? I can't think of his name. The ex-Port captain. Somerton went off. So oh, I don't know what in the hell happened to him, but he was off most of the game. So whether he hamstringed or whatever. Jay Shannon went all right. He played quite well, like the coach. It was a pretty one-sided game, but it was quite a good game to watch.
I drew the short straw. I thought it would be a bit better than it was, but I went to the Anzac Day local derby clash between Gawler Central and South Gawler, and you know, as I said in my coverage, I mean, you know, they were singing South Gawler, they were singing Van Morrison's "There'll Be Days Like This." 26 goals on the scoreboard when they walked off the dog track.
Did they? They had to add to the scoreboard, didn't they?
Well, they did. Went on. The carpenter did a really good job. He actually had to stand on top of his van to tap the timber up to do it. Seriously, nothing went right for Gawler Central. I mean, they're not in the same class.
Molyneux out with a
Molyneux gone within the first 10 minutes.
Is it season ending?
I do not know that, but that didn't help their cause. But nevertheless, that nothing would have changed. A big score, but that was giant, enormous. And I give much credit to the crowd who stayed because there was nothing much to stay for.
Sure.
It was getting dark at the end. Very long quarters by the time they found the ball after they kicked so many goals south.
At the dog track, hey?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway.
So this week.
Yes.
We'll go through. Kapunda v Central. Now that's the game you're covering, Rick, isn't
it? That is the game I'm covering. It's at Kapunda.
Yes.
And after last week, I'm going for Kapunda.
I'm going Kapunda too. I've got them circled here in front of me. Angaston versus Freeling. Might be closer than we think.
Now, I covered that game, the Freeling game last week, and they looked shocking in the first half and then played very well in the second. I mean, nothing's changed. Dutschke and Koschel equate to a lot to do with how well Freeling are going. I'm going to go radical. I'm going to tip Freeling.
I'm going Angaston. Is that Angaston?
All right, there you go.
Tanunda versus Newry at Tanunda Park.
Well, it depends who turns up for
it. No, I've had a look. I saw the sides.
Yes.
We got Kirkwood in. We've got Greenslade in. Virtually, I don't think they'll get. It looks like Justin Westhoff won't play a game. I don't think he'll play this year. And obviously, Lee's retired. So I think they've only got the one West. Yep. Yeah, Matty.
Well, I'm going for Tanunda.
I'm going Newry.
There you go.
I'm going Newry. I like the look of Newry last week. Yep. They look a good side. South versus Williston at South Gawler.
Well, given that I did cover the Williston versus Gawler Central game in the second round, judging on that form, Williston looked better in the second half. Their first half in that game was shocking. South by plenty.
Yeah, agree. I think Giles has got a bit of work ahead of him there. But I watched that game on live stream, that Williston and Central. It was a very hard game to watch. I turned over.
You did, because
it wasn't easy to watch.
You got to, sorry, folks, for the good listeners. Yeah. See his memories going.
Oh, I think no, it must have I've been had a head knock. In the head. I could be concussed here. I could be out for a week.
How many fingers is that?
All right, that's the local footy covered.
Yes, Rick, AFL any, tips.
Nothing else to add
now,
to that?
I must be high up on the tipping list.
No, way back. Can I just point out?
Oh, Rick, here we go. What now?
39, me.
Yes.
I think you're about 31.
Really?
Way ahead.
Well, no, you divide the number of rounds left. I pick up one around. So I just want to make it a close
good
contest
luck with
towards
that.
The
good
end.
Luck with that. Yeah. I am streaming ahead.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you told me before we started
I can't
the
do
show?
That. I can't say that on here.
Come on, yes, you can. You can. What did I say? He's bragging about that. He's looked in the advertiser and he reckons he's ahead of all the tipsters.
Andrew Capel or whatever his name is.
Capel.
Capel. He's behind me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I can see you later, buddy. Yeah, I should be writing for the advertiser. Anyway, this week. No. Spelling's the problem.
All right.
West Coast versus Richmond tonight. Rick, here we are sitting here in Gawler, drizzling, rain.
Richmond will win.
Richmond for me by 39.
I've gone 32.
Okay. Geelong versus Freo. Match of the round, I think, this one. But well, it's at Geelong.
That's the only reason I'm going for Geelong.
And so am I.
Yeah. End of story. I think Freo, even though they're obviously a very good side this year,
been impressed
have got a track record of not travelling as well as some. So I'm going Geelong.
Keeping in mind, they've done it without Fife.
Oh, and you know, they won't have any. That's right.
No, he's still a week or so away.
What? There's a few blokes playing for them I've never heard of. Yeah, but they're playing well.
Same. You name two of them. You know?
Well, they are in another continent, Western Australia. I mean.
Is that in Australia?
No, I don't think so. You know, you know those big earthquake lines?
Yeah.
It's moved offshore.
Oh, okay. Their premier wanted it too.
It's not a long time ago.
Yeah. Adelaide versus GWS.
Oh, that'll be a ripper of a game.
Adelaide is 3-3.
It's at Adelaide Oval,
At Adelaide Oval.
Well, I'm going to be radical, go GWS.
So am I. Got it. I've got mine marked Rick, in front of me.
Oh, I trust you.
So is this what you're going with in our footy tip?
Yes.
Okay. Carlton versus North Melbourne. Be a humdinger, ring dinger, won't it? Oh,
geez, they'd be queuing up now, wouldn't they, Carlton?
Me too. Another good game here. Collingwood versus Gold Coast.
Oh, how exciting will that be? Collingwood, plenty.
Yep. Melbourne versus the Hawks. A few problems at Melbourne, isn't there? Like COVID problems?
No, it wouldn't matter. They've got the depth. They've got the youth. I mean,
hang on. They're playing your side from last week.
They
are. Gordon, who got beaten by about 10 goals in the end.
Only in the end. Look, I'm going to stick with my comments of earlier. Hawthorn are going to be a very, very good side within 18 months, but they won't beat Melbourne.
They won't beat Melbourne. I agree. Here we go, up to Cairns. Rick?
Simple.
St Kilda versus Port.
St Kilda will win and win comfortably.
Port for me.
I knew you'd say that, but you haven't taken into one account.
What account?
There's a bloke going to ruck for St Kilda.
Yeah.
Called Paddy Ryder.
Finished.
Oh, finished. Who Port.
We got rid of him years ago.
Who Port, in their genius way, as only Port can do, got rid of him.
Oh, we didn't need him or Deagle Howard or Lena.
Well, we're not short of a ruckman now at all.
Or a tall back.
That's right. No, Paddy will blitz him because he's playing against an absolute beginner. Correct?
Sam Hayes.
Well, I mean, I reckon Paddy's forgotten more about footy than Sam Hayes has ever learned.
Sam Hayes was still in primary school when Paddy started.
And guess what? It starts in the centre. Paddy and Port St. For Kilda. Me. There you go. All right.
Okay. Western Bulldogs versus Essendon. Western Bulldogs struggling, Rick.
They are, but it's amazing. Over the last couple of years, it seems to me, the Western Bulldogs very rarely have started any season very well. I mean, I'm not sure it's a deliberate plan.
Not with Coach Grumpy.
Well, that's true. But if anyone started even worse than the Western Bulldogs, it's Essendon. So I'm going Western Bulldogs.
I'm going Western Bulldogs as well, Rick. And the last game, actually, this is probably what match of the round. Sydney versus Brisbane in Sydney.
No, Brisbane.
Brisbane for me too, Rick. I can quite comfortably say that as well.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go.
So what do we have? Did we have one different?
Well, only one, I think it is.
Yeah, I reckon one different. That was poor. Yeah. Poor game.
Yeah. Now, Phil, you're the footy expert.
Oh, I certainly am.
Hey? Now, you reckon you know a bit about the game. What do you think of the round 7 rule?
The what?
What? The round 7
rule. No, don't know that one, Rick.
Oh, maybe you know it by, if you're not in the top 8 by the end of round 7, then you're unlikely to be in it at the end of the minor round.
The Port going to win the next two.
More than two? What, the others aren't playing?
Well, hang on, there's only two games left.
There's only one. Seven. We've had round 6, haven't we? Yeah. We've played 6.
Oh, yeah, 1-5 we are. That's right. Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
We've got to jump in this week. Can we do it?
No, the answer is. Oh. But now this is pretty interesting. I am sure you'll find this and our listeners. Do you know that the evidence, right, and, you know, sure, you know, what do they say? Put 12 economists in a room and you get 13 different opinions or whatever. However, the evidence since 2001, just take the new, you know, century, there's been 21 completed AFL seasons.
Yep.
You with me?
Yep.
You sure you're with me still?
21.
You got that?
19, 20. Yep, yep.
Do you know, in those 21 seasons, in 19 of them, the top eight has changed by a maximum of only two teams from the end of round seven to the end of the minor round. So what we're really suggesting is that between now and the end of the season, statistics say that at the worst or best, whichever way you look at it, there will only be two changes to the top eight. Now, we won't bore everybody with total statistics, but the thing that upset the average a little bit was in 2019 when four teams changed from round seven to the end. Now, that affected the overall average, but the overall average from 2001 is that it's 1.5 teams only that make a move in or out.
Yep.
So, good luck, Port Adelaide. Good luck, Kenny Hinkley.
Well, I was looking at that premiership table. It won't change. If what we've tipped this week, it won't change. So, that's the final.
Well, there you go. You've heard it first from the great Phil.
No, I don't agree with it. But No. But those facts you've got and by the premiership table and who they play this week, it won't change. Well, that's what you're saying. Well, but I reckon it will.
Well, since you know everything.
I'm glad you finally realised that. So it will change.
So who's going to go in?
Well, I can tell you the Bulldogs will go in.
What about Port Adelaide?
Port Adelaide are a chance to go in yet.
What?
And there's still Richmond are out and your Hawthorn are out.
Yeah, well, I didn't say Hawthorn this year. Richmond won't make the eight, I can tell you that right now.
I reckon the Bulldogs will. I'd lay 20 on the Bulldogs getting in.
They may.
20. I reckon the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will get in.
Yeah.
And their percentage is very good, so they're only at... They're virtually only a game out. So
it is interesting, though, that it's not as though it's only a one-hit wonder, as it were, those stats. They've gone over 19 seasons. And, you know, they talk about you've got to get away to a good start. I mean, I know whichever year it was, Richmond got away to a shocking start and then won about nine in a row.
Look at this year. It doesn't matter when you lose your five. I know that.
Well, Kenny said that.
Yeah, I know that.
So, well, he's probably got it all planned.
Yeah. So
anyway, so there you go, folks. You've heard it here. Phil says that it won't change.
I reckon there could. No, I said it will change. So, you said it won't change. I reckon the Bulldogs and maybe Port could go in. Well, because I don't reckon Collingwood and Carlton are Carlton's still a little bit iffy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go by the stat rule, 1.5.
Yep.
Let's say one. I'd say Collingwood won't make it.
Yep.
But
maybe Carlton.
Yeah, maybe. But,
and it mightn't even be Port that go in. I'm just saying, looking at those sides out, Gold Coast won't make it, Essendon won't make it, West Coast, North, they're gone. Adelaide won't make it.
So my guess is that these stats will probably stand up again.
It won't be far away.
No.
It will only be one or two changes in
and that's what they're really saying.
Yep. Only be one or two.
Well, there we go. So we can stick by that. Now, listen, guess what today is? Willie Nelson's birthday, 89.
Would have been 89. He's dead, isn't he?
What do you mean he's dead?
He was playing on the road again. I thought he was dead.
That's too good. I like that.
89. Wow.
Now, folks,
good old
just
Willie.
Before we finish, we'll have a real joke. All right?
That was just a warm-up, Pete.
See if you like this one, Pete. And I thank a dear friend of mine for sending it to
me. You know.
The owner of a golf club on the Gold Coast was confused about paying an invoice. So he decided to ask his secretary for some mathematical help. He called her into the office and said, "Come on, you graduated from the University of Queensland and I need some help. If I was to give you $20,000 minus 14%, how much would you take off?" She thought for a moment and then replied, "Everything but my earrings."
Boom, boom. Wowee. There you go.
I hope you enjoy that one, Pete. Well, we'd better close. So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.